When things aren't going too well in our lives, we can become really quite focused on how long God is taking to make things better. God, what are you doing? But God's timing, even though it may not be our timing, God's timing is always perfect. I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at, well, God's timing from a different perspective. Time's a funny thing. We have an odd perspective on time. Over this week we've been looking a little bit of the story about Moses. You know, Moses was a little Hebrew baby born in Egypt when the Israelites were in slavery under Pharaoh. And God did some amazing things through Moses. He was one of the greatest leaders in Israel's history. But, you know, Moses was 80 years old when God commissioned him. He spent decades out in a desert, in the wilderness, in exile because he'd killed an Egyptian and Pharaoh was after him. Now, we think life's passed us by sometimes. Even teenagers think that. Even people 50 or 60 think that. Moses was 80 years old when God commissioned him for a 40-year job. And so many people have a sense that life has passed them by, that they're no use to anyone. There has been, you know, a man who's been retrenched from work. You've heard that saying, a rooster one day, a feather duster the next. It's a cute line, but gee, it's a painful situation. And a man in that situation, because men, you know, we self-actualize through work and it's important to us. It's important to women too, but we're kind of a bit more that way. You're in that situation, you think, God, how long is this going to go on? Am I ever going to find another job? I've been through some difficult times when I came to faith in Jesus 11 and a half years ago, and in fact, since that. And whenever we go through difficult times, whenever it's painful, whenever it's uncomfortable, whenever we don't quite like where we are, we can say, well, you know, I'm believing in God or whatever it is we're believing in, but we're still thinking, how long is this going to go on for? I remember when I was at a place called Duntroon, which is the Australian Army Officer Training Academy. I spent 4 years there before I became an officer in the Australian Army. And we would go out on exercise playing war games quite regularly. You know, you're running along with a pack on your back and a machine gun and camouflage cream on your face and you're fighting a pretend enemy and you're digging trenches and you run some more and there's a water shortage and you're thirsty and you're sleeping on the ground and you get up in the middle of the night to do gun duty and it's hot or it's cold or it's drenching or you're parched. One night even our water bottles froze, it was that cold. I have to tell you, I hated that bit. I just really didn't enjoy doing all this bush stuff. I don't mind going out bush, but not to play wars, you know. So I hated that stuff. But what kept you going was that you knew that it was only for a few more weeks. You know, you knew that in 2 weeks, 3 days and 4.5 hours, the exercise would end and you get to go home again and have a shower and go and eat a pizza and, you know, live life again. So we used to count it down. I knew how many hours it was to go on exercise before I could get back home again. Until one time, they decided to put us under a different kind of pressure. They sent us out on a survival exercise and we didn't know when it was going to end. There was no time limit, no food. And we get a message on the radio to say, march 35 kilometres over to this point, and the trucks will be there to pick you up. So you'd march 35 kilometres over hill and dale and you'd get to that point and you'd wait and you'd wait. And then they'd come on the radio and they'd say, look, the trucks couldn't get through. But if you march 55 kilometres in the opposite direction over all these mountains, to that point, there should be some helicopters there that can drop you some food. So you'd march 55 kilometres with your pack and your machine gun and everything and you'd get over there and the helicopters would come. But they drop half a ration pack for 5 men. So one ration pack is meant to last 1 man 1 day, and they drop half a one for 5 men, meant to last you for 5 days. And this went on for days. We just didn't know when the exercise was going to end. And can I tell you, not knowing was absolutely the hardest thing. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a soldier actually fighting in a real war, never knowing when you'd be out of it. We hate not knowing, don't we? I mean, Moses went out beyond the wilderness. He was a burnt-out old wreck. He had no hope, no future. God, how long is this going to go on for? It went on for decades for Moses before God showed up. The answer is, it's going to go on for as long as God wants it to go on for. For Moses, it was decades. For other people, it's months or hours or weeks. Or, I don't know. There's this powerful verse in the Bible that says this: let us not grow tired of doing what's good, because we will reap a harvest at harvest time if we don't give up. If you have a Bible, it's in the book of Galatians in the New Testament, chapter 6, verse 9. Say it again. Let us not grow tired of doing what's good, for we will reap a harvest at harvest time if we don't give up. In other words, when life is a lemon, God is up to something good. When the world has passed us by, God is in that place, and what he wants us to do is not give up. Even Jesus went through that in the Garden of Gethsemane. Just before he was crucified, he cried out, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. But not my will, let your will be done." And an angel came from heaven and appeared to him and strengthened him. And he was still in anguish. He prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. But when he rose up from that prayer and he went back to the disciples and he found them asleep and exhausted, he said, "Why are you sleeping? Come on, get up, let's go." So here's Jesus. He's about to be crucified. Not surprisingly, Jesus is full of anguish. He's praying here in this favorite place in the Garden of Gethsemane all on his own because the disciples have gone to sleep. And he says, "Father, if you can take this cup of suffering from me, take it away." Then he said, "But Dad, not my will. Let your will be done." See, he hands it over to God in the middle of the worst fear and suffering and oppression and anguish. He says, "Not my will. Let your will be done." And immediately God sends an angel to strengthen him. And he goes through more anguish. But look at how his attitude changes. It becomes one of courage and strength and new lease and new vigor. "Come on, you guys. We've got a job to do. I'm going to the cross to be crucified." And I believe that's what God wants for us today. Let's get one thing straight. God will have his way. We don't always know why he's doing something, but he will have his way. And what he wants for you and me is courage and peace and joy and vigor in the middle of all of that. For us just to put our trust in him that he knows what he's doing. I've been through lots of those in my life. And it's not until I get to look back on them that I can see what he was up to. And how he molded me and how he changed me, not just blessing me, but getting me ready for the next thing he was about to do. Let me encourage you. It's not about how long. It's just about getting with God and trusting him and saying, "Lord, whatever you want me to walk through, if that's your choice, I will walk through that with you. I will trust you that you know what you're doing." Let me encourage you in your desert, in your wilderness, in your pain, God's up to something, and your best is yet to come. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so that they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw ever closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.